So the learning today should be a schus ila nishmas a dear chaver chaim loza ben shimshon aryeh as well as a schus for fuor shlema for ila nishmas a biyakov yosef and chaim rachem ben zion should be a schus for fuor shlema for chaim moishe shuv and malka chaim der ben rachel and chanali abbas shein the rachel as well as a schus for all those in the makom sakana in Eretz Yisrael including Israel Baruch ben Penina and Daniel Shlomo ben Rastaka. So we continue with the idea of archim. We are on page 182 in the sefer. And he says like this. Last time we talked about the proper way for a host to act when you have guests, and that even if you're upset about something, we said try to remove that anger when you're dealing with the guest. Otherwise, the guest is going to feel that he's the reason why you're angry, as well as the fact that don't overspend and don't overburden because he's going to feel bad. So he says like this. Now he's going to address how an oireach, a guest himself is supposed to act. He says, "Umitanaya hayreach." One of the requirements to properly be a guest, shelo yachben abal habayis. Don't make things more difficult for the owner. Misha avsha lo leishay b'malon la'atzmai. He says, if it's possible to go stay in a hotel, lo yavakesh leishay b'veis b'al habayis. Don't try to go stay by someone instead. Don't burden someone to be their guest when you're perfectly capable of staying in a hotel. Va'afin yazminu loy. And even if they invite him, lo yoyve, he shouldn't give in, asher yaftziru bay, unless they continue to pressure him. Ad kidei sheyeida beverer, shebelev shalim azminimai sebelev machmas ksufa. Until you are very certain that the reason that they are inviting you is that they really want you to be their guest, and not that they just feel like they have to invite you. You know, they've heard you're coming to town, so they have to invite you, and they're going to be embarrassed if they don't, but really, you can tell that they don't really want to have you. But if you can tell that they're being sincere, then 100% you can go. He says, Ki yadua, it's known, shekol ha-mekabel ha-noam mechaveiro shelo b'lev shalim. And if you accept the benefit from your friend that was offered only because he didn't want to be embarrassed, ela mishon kisufa, but rather because he was embarrassed, to avoid embarrassed, but it's not wholehearted, yesh by srach gezel, there are traces of gezel in it, because he doesn't really want to give it to you. There's a pressure, whether it's a social pressure or a personal pressure, but there is a pressure that he feels that he needs to extend the hana, whatever it is, in this case, the invitation, even though he doesn't really want to. V'gam kishum mukhrach leishev v'beis balabayis l'yar b'yeshivas etzol izman uzmanim. Basically, don't overstay your welcome. If he invites you there, so you know a normal, to stay by a host, normal is a few days or over a weekend. You don't all of a sudden set up shop for the entire week if that wasn't the initial invitation. Ki kol hamiruba yichbad. Says whoever increases his stay is definitely going to become a burden for the host. Because even if they're willing to give up their privacy and some of their usual comforts, right? For example, the wife has to now walk around covering her hair every second. She has to be careful. And the kids have to be careful how they speak. And, you know, everyone is sort of has to be on a little bit on their best behavior, and it creates a burden. So it as time goes on, internally, the attitude starts to change, and there starts to become this annoyance, which leads to resentment. And even though, you know, really, it's a mitzvah, it's chesed, like there's no end to chesed, but you don't have a right to burden them and cause them to have those feelings. Let's say you know you're going to be an extended period of time. Let's say you're a collector from Eretz Yisrael, and you know that you're going to be here a month. Or let's say just the opposite. Let's say you know you're going to tour in Eretz Yisrael, and you're taking a 2-week vacation. Says, don't set up shop in the person's house if there's a hotel available. If it happens that you originally thought you would only be there a short time, and then it started to drag out, right? You went there for a purpose, whatever it is. You had a meeting or you had a procedure and you went, and now all of a sudden, you know, you have to stay longer. Try to find some sort of excuse to leave, whether it's to go to a hotel or to go to someone else. You have to do it in a way that you don't insult the person who's hosting you so that he doesn't feel that what's wrong with my house that he suddenly has to leave. So if there's a way that you could do it without making them feel bad, then or harming their reputation, if you're a well-known person and word is going to get around that you left this house to go to a different house. So that you definitely have to be careful of. So let's just talk for a second outside this idea of staying at a hotel. So generally speaking, when you go away for a weekend, okay, let's say you have a simcha So when you're coming to a simcha, you can't stay in a hotel because how are you going to get to the simcha? Right? Let's say you have a Shabbos, Sheva Brachos or Bar Mitzvah. Or if you're a guest, let's say you're on vacation, a lot of times staying in a hotel, you're not going to have access to kosher food. You're not going to have access to minyan. You're not going to have access to proper Kavod Shabbos. So then, in a chanami, we're not talking about a hotel is preferable. What we're talking about is all things being equal. Let's say there's a hotel, in Borough Park, there's a hotel right there, and your host is around the corner. Or let's say you have to stay by a hospital. Le'aleinu, someone is sick. So a lot of times the hospital has Bikur Cholim rooms that are available for Shabbos. So you say, well, I'll feel more comfortable in a Hamish home than I will in the Bikur Cholim room. So again, that's what we're talking about. You have access to the same food, you have access to the same minyan because you're really going to be staying with that person in the hospital. So it's just a matter of comforts of where you're going to sleep. So that's where he's saying you have to really see if potentially there is no real benefit to staying in a home. It's just something that's going to make you more comfortable. And not necessarily is that a reason that you should be a burden on someone else. Now, I would add to this that when it comes to family, to tell your mother, to tell your father, I'm not staying by you, I'm going to the hotel, is probably more insulting and you can do more harm than good. But I will tell you, when it comes to, let's say, a sibling or a cousin, that's where a couple of days they're usually fine with. But if you're there for a week or more, it becomes a burden for them. Unless you know whatever the relationship is, whatever the situation is, where you know they really, really want to have you, but that's where I could see where it does become a burden after a few days. So he says, "Vimyadoi maseges." I'm sorry. Even during the times that you are in the private residence, lo yeshev tadiri b'bayis kol yom. He says, "Don't sit in the house." Right. In other words, you're going to visit, let's say you're going to visit Eretz Yisrael. Okay, so you're going to visit Eretz Yisrael, you decide you're taking vacation, or you're going to Florida. So you have a relative who lives in Florida, let's say me, right? I have siblings that live in Florida. So I say, you know what? I want access to a pool, I want access to restaurants, I want access to shul. So I could go set up shop at my brother's house. And not only am I going to set up shop at my brother's house, but I'm going to hang out in the house the whole day, right? So they have a family, they have little kids, they have things going on, they're trying to give supper, they're trying to get dressed, trying to get the kids out, and then at night they're trying to do homework. You being in the house is not helpful because you're on top of them. Where are you going to sit? You're going to sit in the living room. Where are you going to eat? You can eat in the dining room. So suddenly it becomes a big burden. So he's saying, even when you have to stay there, don't hang out in the house. Go and find things to do outside of the house. Spend a little time there, a little time there, so that you don't become a burden. The Don't ask questions or demand answers from the owner of the house of things that are not relevant. Like, don't start getting involved in the guy's business. You overhear a conversation with him and his wife or him and his kids, and all of a sudden you're going to give parenting advice. You're going to give marital advice, right? Mind your own freaking business. And your guest, shut your mouth. Be happy that you have a place to stay. And even if you hear something that's personal, you don't get involved. Don't ask him about his business. Don't ask him about his belongings. Right? You're going to start asking him, "Oh, what do you spend on this couch? Who do you use to do your living room? Where'd you get that nice set or whatever it is, set of dishes?" Right? And then you're going to start hawking him a china. He paid, and you're going to tell him, "Well, you paid. I went to this place and I got a deal from this guy." All of a sudden, you're not only interrupting the flow and the comfort that the guy just wants to be at home, he's at work a whole day, or the wife is busy all day with the kids, and now that she's sitting down for a few minutes, you say, "I'm innocently making conversation." But from their perspective, it's like they want to finally enjoy themselves. So if you want to talk about nothing, fine. But you can start asking them about their business, you can start asking personal questions or how much they spent on things. So now you're creating not friction, that's the wrong word, but you're creating an annoyance, whatever. You're making them like be a little bit uncomfortable in a time when they're trying to sort of relax, and they're not going to be relaxed. They're going to be a little bit more anxious, a little bit more, rattled, so to speak. So very, very important words. Both, we first covered the obligations that are on a host, and now we talk about the obligations that are on the guest. A lot of obligations. You got to make sure you don't overstay your welcome. You don't become a burden. And how many of us have been in a situation, whether we were the guest or we were the host, where it comes a point where it's like, okay, you don't want to be rude. You don't want to nudge the person out. So maybe what we do in the future is we take copies of page 182 and 183 from the Pele Yoitz and we leave it under their pillow, right? And we highlight certain lines in it, for them to get the hint. But it's very important that you don't become a burden because, again, what we talked about is not only is he not being kind of the mitzvah, but you are sort of being a lifnei iver. You're putting in front of him a lifnei iver, and now he's resenting the mitzvah. And not just you. You'll say, so what? So fine, so I'm Michael him. Yeah, but what about the next guy that needs a place to stay that now suddenly he doesn't want to do Echnas Arachim because he remembers of the his PTSD from your visit. So very important that we think about others. Again, just like we're asking the host to be considerate about the guest has to be considerate about the host. Like, I'll just tell you personally, when my wife and I go away, one of the things we try to do is we always ask them at the end of Shabbos, could we take the linen, right? Could we take off the sheets, take off the linen, put it in a pile? Why? So sometimes they say, no, please, I have a lady who's coming and I don't want it on the floor. But a lot of times, you know, they are doing it themselves and they have to do laundry. And for you to just simply take an extra 2 minutes basically shows appreciation. You know, it shows I'm not just thinking about myself, I'm thinking about the host and I'm appreciative of the host. And if I can somehow make it less of a burden, so that now increases in their mind a positive feeling towards Hakmasas Arachim. And that's just one example. Obviously, there's a million examples of things we could do, but the idea is don't be selfish when you're a guest, don't be selfish when you're a host. Always be thinking of the other person and how your interaction with that person is gonna, not to you, and that's gonna make your life better, how it's gonna impact the other person. And that's the real definition of Gemilas Chasadim, is not being selfish, not thinking about yourself, but thinking about how your actions impact someone else.